everything you've asked. Everything's going according to plan.
Governor, we won county, and the NAPAC has never been stronger.
So tell us, Governor, what else can we do for you?
I got it from here.
Welcome back to another episode of Bear Swaggy Lay Talks. Today I'm going to talk to you about what do you do if you have a disability but want to be used by God? The first question is, how do we overcome obstacles that we face? Now, I believe in community and people in the church. And sad to say, that it is hard to find people these days to help us out. I know for me, I let God place people in my life that did help me out various times. And I have accomplished, you know, like scriptures or reading the Bible. But not only that, I have shared my own life story with other people. And making my disability a part of that. Making it to where it's not negative or, you know, looked down upon like society likes to do. But lift people up and mainly show people you can do this too. Or what I would focus on most is sharing Jesus like the Bible says. My next point is, find a church online that you can attend, whether that's your local church or some big church, to better accommodate your disability and find community. Even though it might be virtual, it might be in person, you might get to know people around the world, but if you put yourself out there, you'll realize if you don't have a disability or not, you will find that you struggle with the same thing as other people struggle with that obstacle too. Put myself in this turn example. I go to Elevation Church. Yes, I attend their online campus called EFAM. Even though I don't always agree with what Pastor Steven says, but it makes me think and it makes me have a community to build around, and I have a bunch of believers that can hear my struggles and hear my thoughts and the message, and if I don't agree with something, I'm lucky to be in a group that takes me for who I am. I don't sugarcoat anything. The best piece of advice I can give you is to put yourself out there and be yourself and find the community that works for you. I mentioned Elevation before. But Elevation does have a really good disability community, and like I said, you can join online. I'm proudly to announce that I'm a group leader at Elevation myself. So even though, like I said before, I don't always agree with what Stephen Burdick says or any of it. Some of the guest speakers, for that matter, I would encourage you to find a community, whether that's your local community or find an online campus. And, you know, community is one of the main challenges for us with disabilities. I know I love my local churches. I've been at places in Montgomery, Chester, South Carolina. A couple online places before Elevation. And I know how challenging it can be. Sometimes you meet great people, but that's not the right fit for you because they don't have the right things or the right accommodations to help you grow. Or sometimes you're left out on the back burner like I was when I was a kid. I was put in a corner and, you know, they didn't really teach me anything in children's church. I will say, you know, finding the right church for you is tough, but not to focus on church, focus on what God came for, which is share the good news of the gospel. Find your community, whether that's a couple friends, one or two people, and just don't be scared to try one thing and give up. You gotta try over and over and over again to find the right fit for you. Because if you give up, you're letting the devil win and you're not reaching your full potential that God wants you to be. And what I really enjoyed about this series is showing you what the Bible truly says. I know I didn't add a lot because I wanted to try to keep it as real as I could and let the facts speak for themselves. I know this series has been short, but next month I have a guest on the podcast and I'm very excited about it. Thank you for joining this short series and I hope you enjoyed these episodes and I will see you next month with a special guest. Thank you for listening. You can email me at BARIETS.SWAGUILIFE@gmail.com.